Свой шестер Рав, Шлита. So first we'll share Ma'aseh with the Baal Shem Tov, and then we'll share from the Tzaddik from this week in Mitzvah Shem. So we're in Hallel. In Chanukah, there's a Ma'aseh with the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that he was once preparing for Hallel. Doesn't say exactly when it was. Could have been Chanukah, could have been Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. And he had such a tittering, a trembling, thinking that he would have to say a halal, so he couldn't move out of his place. So two of the Talmidim, the Gaboyim, they had to come and they had to schlep him and to pick him up and to put him on the makam of the where he would be davening. He had such a pachad. And it says that they noticed that during the davening, there was, I guess there was like a cup of water, I don't know if it was near the Baal Shem Tov or in the room, but as he was davening, so the water in the room was also trembling as the Baal Shem Tov was davening. Nobody else was magishet, only the water could be magishet. So at some point, the magid from Mezrich, he was a very frail person, and he was there at the time of the challah, but he says he was too weak to participate in the davening, so he stepped to a side room. And at some point, the Baal Shem Tov came, and he went to go put on a certain coat that he was going to wear, a certain me'il. So the Magid from Mezrich, he noticed that as the Baal Shem Tov was putting on his coat, that he had a certain, it was like a flap or something which needed to be undone on the coat. So he said that he put his hand on the coat of the Baal Shem Tov, and he tried to, like, to take it off. And he said as soon as he touched the coat of the Baal Shem Tov, he started to shake like this. He couldn't. So I saw this mice in two places. One, the continuation of this mice in other places, is that the Baal Shem Tov turned to him and he said to him, I guess he may have noticed this according to one version, and he said, you see that if you just by touching my coat, you have such a trembling. He says, this whole world is like the coat of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ibshter. He says, imagine how much this world is trembling from the Ribbono Shel Olam, how this world is sittering from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, he chapped that, and that's why he was like that. So this week is the yahrzeit of the Shin of a Rav, Yechazko Habishtam. He was the son of the Devi Chaim. He was a Kaddish Meirechem, as you can imagine. The Devi Chaim had many illustrious children, and they were all great, great tzaddikim, kedoshim. Just a few ma'asim about the Shin of a Rav. So it was a known mice of a dibuk with the Shin of a Rav. And he once came to Miktish Friday night, and there was a yid there who had this dibuk. And when he came into the Beis Medrash, the dibuk said that in Himmel Zot, in Shemayim, they say that the Shin of a Rav is making Kiddush now. So the way that I heard this from my Rebbe when he told over this Maisa, he said it over, it wasn't really part of this, it wasn't, didn't exactly say it, I'll pee this Maisa. But he said that he had this as a Kabbalah from Shavars, but the way that they tell over the Maisa is that, when the Shin of a Rav used to make Kiddush, so, no, maybe it was Taka from this. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that even in the Hari Choshech, means even all over, wherever you were, that this book was there also. He says, wherever you were in all of Shemaim, in anywhere in the world, they would say, everybody's still, everybody has to be quiet, the Shin of a Rav is making Kiddush now. Everybody had to hear the Kiddush of the Shin. All the Oilemus would listen to the Kiddush of the Shin of a Rav. But the Rebbe from Shavarsk said that I was there by the Kiddush of the Shin of a Rav. The Vitzikol. I was there by the Kiddush of the Shin of a Rav. And he says when he would get up to make Kiddush, it was mamish, a pasha to Kiddush. You didn't see anything, any pu'ulois, he didn't throw up his hands in any way. He would just get up and he would make a pasha to Kiddush and he would sit down and drink. But this Kiddush of the Shin of a Rav, all the Oilemus had to listen to this Kiddush. If you would say, he's being made on Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the whole world had to listen to the Eidus of the Shin of a Rav. So this Dibuk was very afraid of the Shin of a Rav, because even in the Hari Choshech, in the very far places, they all knew about the Shin of a Rav. That's why he was coming. He was coming because he knew that he could help him. Now that Maisa, there's a Maisa with the Chafetz Chaim also, with the Chafetz Chaim or Rav Chanan.
The Chavetz Chaim was the one that came with the Dibuk. Rabbi Chanan used to say it over. Every Purim used to say it.
Right. So he said, I think he said that, I heard this also from a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, who told me this Maisa. I don't remember if he said he was there or
My
not.
Rabbi was there.
He was there? So he made, so they asked, so the, I think it was Rabbi Chanan, when I remember it, Rabbi Chanan asked the Dibuk, you have to tell me something about the Chavetz Chaim. He says that in Shemayim, the Chavetz Chaim has the status of an Amoira. That's what he said. He's like an Amoira. That's how much they were machsh of the Chafetz Chaim. So in the Shin of a Rav, when this Dibuk came and they said, in Shemayim, everybody's quiet, they're still for the Kiddush of the Shin of a Rav. So the Shin of a Rav said, this is Sheker. It's not true. So after Shabbos, so the Dibuk came and he didn't want to deal with it on Shabbos, the Shin of a Rav, to deal with the Dibuk. It wasn't Shabbistic for him. So afterwards, he wanted to help. And he told that the Stibuk that he should leave this fellow. And he didn't want to. So the Shin of a Rav pleaded with him. And the Dibuk said, I will only leave if you will agree to learn Mishnayos on my behalf. So the Shin of a Rav said, I'm not going to get involved in this, but I'll appoint somebody who will learn Mishnayos for you. And they made an agreement, and the Dibuk left the body, and this guy was saved. And it's because of the Mishnayos that he would make a shliach from the Shin of a Rav to say Mishnayos on his behalf. It was a chassid of the Shin of a Rav who had a daughter. And she married a very fine boy who was a lamdan and a very good bacher. And after the chasna, he started to slack and to not be as big of a maspid in the Yerushalayim as he was before. And he was very stubborn. And this chasid, the father of the girl, came to the Shin of a Rav, and he was very upset about this. And he pleaded to the Rav for help. So he said, the next time you come, come with your son-in-law. So, the next time came around, and he came, and the son-in-law didn't come. So he said, I told you to come with the son-in-law. Don't come to me without the son-in-law. I said, I told you to come, and come with the son-in-law. He said, he doesn't want to come. So he says, no, no. He says, okay, fine. So he said goodnight, and the chassid left. So one night, this young married guy, the son-in-law, he was in the middle of the night, and he started to scream from pain and anguish. So I said, why are you crying? What are you so upset about? Why are you crying in pain like this? So he says, the Shin of a Rav is coming and he's hitting me. He says, looked around the room, there was nobody there. So finally he agreed to come because the Shin of a Rav is beating him up. So he decided to come to the visit the Shin of a Rav. So he said to the Rav, he said, why are you hurting me? What are you doing to me? So the Rav said, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, every night you come and you hurt me. He says, no. He says, ask the Gabbai. He says, have I left this house in 2 weeks? He says, he hasn't left the front door in 2 weeks. He says, I don't know. So he says, I'll tell you what's happening. He says, my Zaydi, the Baruch Tam, he said, one time he was in the city of Leifnik, and he says, the Rosh HaKohol of that town was Machal Shabbos. And the Baruch Tam said, you can't be Machal Shabbos, and he didn't listen to the Baruch Tam. So a short while after, the Rosh HaKohol went on a business trip somewhere, and he was crossing a certain bridge, and he started to scream out of pain. And the Balagala who was carrying him didn't know what was the matter. And he was still screaming and screaming out of pain. So he said, the Rebbe is hurting me. The Baruch Tam is coming and he's beating me up. So he says, he's looking around the caravan, there's nobody there. So he goes himself to the Baruch Tam, and he says, why are you hurting me? Mamash, exact maisa is what happened to his grandfather. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't touched you in my life. But what's happening is that my mitzvahs and maisim tovim, they make malachim. And these malachim are coming and beating you up. So you think that it's me, but it's really the mitzvahs which I do. If you remember going back to Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lafanav, that Yaakov sent malachim to Esav. And these malachim were supposed to do combat with Esav. So we explained that the tzaddikim say that Yaakov had amassed many malachim because of the mitzvahs which he did. And that's what he says. Tell Esav that I lived in the house of Lavan, but tayg mitzvahs shemarti. Because he's going to ask, where are these malachim from? He didn't think that Yaakov would keep mitzvahs in the house of Lavan. So he says, no. I lived in the house of Lavan, but tayg mitzvahs shemarti. These mitzvahs, they come from there. I think we pointed out, malachim lefanav is gematria mitzvahs. Right? So the mitzvahs which were made from the malachim, from these mitzvahs were the ones who were coming and they were... And Chazal actually saying in the Medrash that they fought against Esav. They would hit him, they were beating him up. They were mamash beating him up. But it was the mitzvahs which Yaakov sent to go and to make milchama with Esav. As a young child, the Shin of Arav, so when he was very, very young, there was a terrible incident that he was run over by an agala. There was a caravan which was driving and it ran him over. So, before I tell you the next part of the story, actually, it once happened on Chanukah that the Shin of Arav was sitting on Chanukah by the Neiris, and he had a minig by the Neiris to learn from his father Sefer, the Devi Chaim, and also from the Zera Kodesh, from the Rosh Hitzur. And when he asked the Gabbai to bring him the Sarim, he says, bring me a Zera Kodesh and bring me a Devi Chaim. So the Gabbai noticed that he asked first for the Zera Kodesh and the Devi Chaim. He was wondering. He asked for the Rebbe's, the Rosh Hitzur Sefer before his father Sefer. He was very confused about that. So he said, so why are you asking for the Rav Sefer before the Tata Sefer? He says, I'll tell you why. Because I owe the Rosh Hitzur my life. Because when I was young, I was run over by this caravan. And my father thought that there was no hope for me. So quickly, they sent a shliach to the Rav Shitzur that he should be mespala for him. And he says that he had a miraculous Yeshua because of the tefillas of the Rav Shitzur. So he says, because I owed the Rav Shitzur my life, so I out of the covet for the Rav Shitzur, I learned his sefer first, and I learned the Vichayim sefer. Actually, it was interesting. The Shin of Rav never met the Rav Shitzur ever in his life. He was lived at the same time, but the Maisa goes is that each time that his father came to take him to the Rav Shitzur, there was only one coat. There was such a poverty in the house. There was only one coat that he shared with his brother. And every time it came time to take the Shin of Rav to go see the Rav Shitzur, it was always his brother's time to wear the coat. So he bemoaned his whole life that he never had this chus to meet the Rav Shitzur, because the Devei Chaim considered himself to be a Talmud of the Rav Shitzur Rav. And he had such a haracha for the Rav Shitzur Rav, he would only call him the Rav. He didn't call him Rebbe. He only called him the Rav. And when they asked him why he only calls him the Rav, he said because to be called a Talmud, he says you have to have some type of a hasaga on the Rebbe. You have to know the Rebbe a little bit. But the waves of the Rav Shitzur are so beyond me, he says I can't call him a Rebbe, I can only call him the Rav. That's how he felt about the Rav Shitzur. So as a young child, when he was two or three years old, so the Shin of Arav was in the Beis Medrash, and they brought the Sefer Torah to the Devei Chaim to kiss the Sefer Torah, and they leaned it over so that the Shin of Arav also should kiss the Torah. So he said, I don't want to kiss it. They said, why don't you want to kiss it? It's Sefer Torah. So he says, because I don't love the Torah. I'm not going to kiss it if I don't love it. So everybody was very appalled by this. They were very upset about it. But the Devei Chaim, his father, was very happy. And he says, I see from here he's going to be a very great tzaddik. Because I see, he says, which child really loves the Torah? He doesn't learn the Torah. He doesn't know anything about the Torah. So they kiss it, but they don't know anything about it. So I see that he's very strong in the Mid of Emes. Because he's very strong in the Mid of Emes, I know that he's going to be a big tzaddik one day. You know, the Shin of Arav was very, very much a person who was very strong in the Mid of Emes. In fact, he once said about himself that every single person has an ois in the Torah, which is the shorish of his neshama. The shorish of my neshama comes from the letter Vav and Vayihi bin Saha Aaron. That vav of Vayihi ben Sarim, that's the Shorash of my neshama, which is actually very interesting because this actually is almost describing this ma'isa. Because here the Torah was coming to him, Vayihi ben Sar ha'arayin, and he refused to kiss it because he says, I don't have an emes alav for the Torah. And the Zohar says that the letter of emes is the letter vav. That's what the Zohar says. It's the Ois of Chaim, it's the Ois of emes, many things about the letter vav. See, that vav, which is the mid of emes, that was the place that his neshama came from. Vayihi ben Sar ha'arayin. That was the Shayash of the Nisham of the Rav, of the Shin of the Rav. We'll just end with one more story by Chanukah time. That once when the Shin of the Rav was young, he came Lel Chanukah to the Beis Medrash, and he was sitting there and he was learning Gemara. He was learning until his father, the Tzanz Rav, was ready to light Neres Chanukah. And he was learning with a tremendous hasmada. And he had a kasha and a pshat in the Gemara. And he was working very hard to understand, and he couldn't come up with a pshat. In the meantime, a friend of his came into the Beis Medrash, and he wanted to play cards with him. He wanted to play cards. You know, the tzaddikim, they write a lot about playing cards, especially by Chanukah time. playing cards, ever. It's a very strong feelings about playing cards. So he told this friend of his that after he understands Shan Gemara, I'll come play with him. So the friend said, tell me your kasha. Tell me your kasha in the Gemara. So he told him the kasha, and right away he was able to give him an answer. So the Shin of Rav said that at that time I decided to myself that I'm never ever playing cards in my life again. Because why? Because I see that I worked so hard to understand Pshat and I couldn't figure it out. Here, my friend wants to pull me away from the Gemara, and as soon as I ask him the question, he comes up with the Pshat. So I see that the Satan really likes that he should play cards, that he was willing to give him Pshat on the Gemara like that to take me off the Gemara to play cards. He says, I was going right now, so I'm never playing cards in my life.
The one time.
Yeah. The only thing that I play is by dreidel. It's a play on Chanukah, but I don't play cards because dreidel is minig yisrael tayr. It's play dreidel. So playing cards, I'm never ever going to play. Mice and the Shin of a Rov, and no Asag of a Tzaddik. It's Chosi Yogan Amen.
He started even in Halach, he went against the Tzanz of
a Rov. Oh, yeah, very much. Yeah. They fought a lot, the Tzanz of a Rov, with his father and the Shin of a Rov. They saw things very differently. Yeah. And they used to fight a lot, and they had tremendous cover for each other. The Dibichaim respected him tremendously.
Yeah.
They got very fierce at times. Mm-hmm. The reason why is the Dibichaim was type of a tzaddik where he was very loose in what seemed to be very loose in Yanam and Halacha, but the Shin of a Rav was very much the following Halacha, and the Ish Emes of the Shin of a Rav, he wasn't compromising on anything. In fact, there's a mice with the Shin of a Rav that once he was spending Shabbos in a certain city, and the Nedvarna Rebbe was also staying there, and it came time to say Kabbalah Shabbos, and the Shin of a Rav put on his talis to say Kabbalah Shabbos, like the minig of many tzaddikim. And he started to make fun of the Nedvarna Rebbe, and he says, oh, see, the Rebbe now is going to daven mincha. Like, you know, as if like he was very late. He used to make fun of tzaddikim who used to be lax in halacha. And Nedvarna Rebbe, when he heard that, they told him, he says, what is he messing into my business for? Let him do his thing, and I'll do my thing. Meddle into my business. He was very against the tzaddikim who seemed to be compromising on the very strict adherence to halacha. So until this point, I've been sharing Torahs. And something which is also an Eliyahu HaNavi, Motzei Shabbos Tikkun Inyan, and that's the whole Inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi. And one of the Inyanim which is brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim is to learn Tanit VeEliyahu on Motzei Shabbos. So I figured that rather than to share Torahs and to say story is we should learn a little bit of Tanit VeEliyahu. It's a very mesugal dekeinian. The Sigvar Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos, Daven HaMelech, and Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Sefer Tanit VeEliyahu is divided into two parts. One's called Seyed Eliyahu Rabba, another's called Seyed Eliyahu Zuta, the big one and the small one. And these are the actual teachings of Eliyahu HaNavi. So whereas for many tzaddikim we don't have svarim from them, right? From Eliyahu HaNavi we mamash have a sefer. And the tzaddikim, they praised it very much. I mean, what's not to praise? but they were very dovak to the Sefer of Tana Devei Eliyahu. It was considered to be one of the classical Musar Svarim in earlier Dairis before it became widespread for the Tzaddikim to write their Svarim and to disseminate those Svarim. The Rav Tzitzirav was very makusha to the Sefer, and Rabbunim from Shischa was especially makusha to the Sefer Tana Devei Eliyahu. It was kedai to learn a little bit each night from Motzei Shabbos, to learn a little bit from Tana Devei Eliyahu Rabba. You see, you usually say in the Schos of the Tzaddik, it'll be Melech Yosher for us, but he's alive, Eliyahu Navi. You can't say that in the memory of the Tzaddik, but he's, you know, there's a tremendous nachas that he has, that the Tzaddik has, for those who learn his Torahs. Tana Devei Eliyahu, especially nowadays, that it's such a forgotten thing to learn the teachings of Eliyahu Navi. It would be a tremendous chos for us and the whole Chavrai here to learn each Motzei Shabbos, some of the Devei Torah from Eliyahu Navi, and it's a very beautiful, beautiful things throughout the Sefer. There's Maisim in the Sefer. Beautiful teachings throughout the Sefer. So the Sefer begins in a very unusual way. It begins by darshaning the Pasuk in Bereshis Vayigarish Es HaAdam, that Hashem expelled Adam HaRishon from Gan Eden. It's a very unusual way to begin a Sefer. But the Baal Rakeach, he writes that whenever a tzaddik or a person writes a sefer, his name should always be hinted to either in the name of the sefer or in the beginning of the sefer. So he says the reason why Eliyahu Navi began his sefer with the word Vayigaresh, it's very unusual, I don't know if there's any sefer on the planet other than this that begins with this word, is because Vayigaresh is the gematria of Tana Devei Eliyahu. I'm sure he was pretty good with the gematria of Eliyahu Navi. And he knew which word to find. It's probably even the first word in all of Torah, which is gematria Tana Devei Eliyahu. You can assume that. It says that's why the Sefer HaZohar also begins with the word Bereish Hurminis HaDemalka. Because Bereish is the Rashi Tevas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It was author. So the Sefer begins with a hint to him. So he writes, Vayigaresh Es HaAdam Milamed Shenasan LaKadosh Baruch Hu Gerish and Keisha. That we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the fact that the Torah says Vayigaresh Es HaAdam, that he expelled him from Gan Eden, that he uses the word of Gerishin, which is a word of a get, of the yachas between an ish and an isha, a husband and a wife, is telling us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon a get. He treated him like an isha who got a get. I don't want to go so much into Amkus, into these Inyanim, because we would never move through the Sefer. But it's important, it's a very interesting thing to note, that he treated him like an Isha, and as if he gave him a get. And this is how he begins the Sefer. It's very interesting. Vayashkein mikedem le Gan Eden esakruvim. And Hashem, he put on the east side of Gan Eden the Kruvim. And we see from here, says Eliyahu Navi, Melamed Shakruvim Kadmu L'chol Ma'aseh Bereishis, that these Kruvim, which were protecting, getting to the Eitz HaChaim, they preceded creation, these Kruvim. Ve'ez Lahat Acherev HaMisapeches, the revolving sword, refers to Gehenim, he says. Lishmor Es Derech, which protected the way, the path to the Eitz HaChaim, to the Tree of Life. Zu Derech Eretz. Eitz HaChaim, and then after it says Lishmor Es Derech Eitz HaChaim, this is teaching us, since Chaim refers to Torah, Shederech Eretz Kadma LeEitz HaChaim, that in order to get to the Eitz HaChaim, a person needs to have Derech Eretz, because Ein Eitz Chaim Ela Torah, the real tree of life is the Torah, Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hi LeMachzikim Ba, that those who hold on to the Torah, those who support Torah, either by learning Torah or supporting Torah in other ways, they are attached to the Eitz HaChaim, and it gives them life. This is how he begins this Sefer. He speaks about the Eitz HaChaim. He speaks about Torah, the importance of Torah, and how to get to Torah is through the Derech Eitz HaChaim. It should be somewhat obvious that the reason why he begins the Sefer by mentioning the Eitz HaChaim is because what we're all striving for in our own Avodah, in our own Limud, in our Avodah Hashem is to attach ourselves to the Eitz HaChaim. That's what it's all about. How are we going to find the Eitz HaChaim? The Eitz HaChaim is in a very hidden place, the Tree of Life. And of course, the Tree of Life is not like an actual tree which is somewhere, right? It's the Torah. There were explorers. I remember in history class as a young kid who went looking for the waters of life, the well of life, the fountain of youth. Right? De Soto maybe was there. I don't remember. My gifts at the Yankees is not so good. I don't remember. But there are people who are actually looking for the fountain of youth. And they believe that it was in the world. And they're right. It is in the world. It's just that it's not the fountain of youth, which is like a spring. It's the Torah. The Torah is the fountain of youth. And the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, is in the world. And every day we have an opportunity to cling ourselves to this purpose of creation. Adam should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. He made the mistake by eating from the Eitz HaDaas, the tree of knowledge of Tov V'ra. And by being makashed ourselves to the Torah, we want to attach ourselves to Torah in a way that not just that we're going through the motions, or we're just doing it in a way which is without giving it the proper chashivas. The Torah was created before the world because it's higher than the world. And by being Torah Yidden, we have an opportunity to embrace Torah and to bring it into our lives. We have the Eitz HaChaim, the purpose of creation. And Eliyahu Navi was a person who actually attached himself to Torah and to mitzvahs in a way that he was clinging literally to the Eitz HaChaim. Testimony to that is the fact that he never died. He was so connected to the Eitz HaChaim that he never died. So this beginning of the Sefer is almost like an autobiography. Because he's telling us that what we need to know in our life is that we have to be looking for the Eitz HaChaim in our lives. And even if we've found it and we know what the Eitz HaChaim is, that it's Torah mitzvahs, we could still be dancing around it and not exactly attaching ourselves to it. And you know when you really feel like you have an attachment to the Eitz HaChaim of Torah? When you feel like Torah is your life and mitzvahs is your life. When you feel that the Torah gives you life. When if you go a day without learning Torah, it hurts. Or if you didn't learn as much as you were supposed to learn that day, you feel like the day wasn't the day where it should have, could have been. Then you know that the Torah has a place in your life, that it's not just Torah, that it's the Eitz HaChaim of Torah in your life. So the more that Torah has a relevance in our lives and it becomes the priority in our life, and that we really see ourselves here in this world as having a mission, that we're here with a purpose to serve Hashem, and to do His mission in this world, and to fulfill our purpose of creation. When we see Torah mitzvahs in that perspective, and we attach ourselves to Torah in that way, then it's not just Torah anymore, and then it becomes the Eitz HaChaim. And then we're emulating and we're following the ways of Eliyahu HaNavi. So in the Schus of Mitzvah Hashem, of learning the Sfarim, we'll explain it, you know, like we're doing now, not just learning it, but try to give an explanation, to attach ourselves to Eliyahu HaNavi, we should be Zeicha, our whole lives, whenever we're sitting down by Malava Malka, wherever our lives take us, whatever mitzvahs and Torah opportunities we have, Hashem should help us. And in this Chos of Eliyahu HaNavi, we should be zeicha always to taste the sweetness of the Eitz HaChaim in everything which we do. Amen. Amen.